Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Welcome into the Savage Nation. I am Michael Del Drono from Nashville, Tennessee, honored to be filling in for Dr. Savage again. Our phone number throughout the show, 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. Don't forget, you can get all the latest headlines and stories that we're covering today, even those that we may not get to, by signing up for or signing into the Savage newsletter at michaelsavage.com. And I'm going to be reading an excerpt from Michael's book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. But get your own copy and read all the chapters, not just an excerpt from chapter 10, on your own. And you can find the availability for that book as well at michaelsavage.com. Well, I have to tell you, as someone who is a disciple of Dr. Savage, a fan of Dr. Savage, and a proud warrior in his same message of truth when it comes to language and borders and culture, I could tell you I was as shocked as you were to hear the news that he was assaulted, probably even more shocked that nothing has come of it as of this moment. I can tell you, as a born-again Christian, I am in the process of being conformed into the very likeness of Christ, but it is a process, and I am not completely there. And I would have loved to have been filling in for Michael Savage at that restaurant outside of San Francisco. I don't know what has become of this country, that we have lost the basic respect of our elders. For somebody to throw a 74-year-old man to the ground and harass somebody the way that was done, not to mention a 12-year-old poodle. It's enough to get me to backslide. I would have loved to have been there. And I'll tell you, there's an unsung hero in all this, the patron at the restaurant that did try to jump in only to get hit. So all of us, of course, our thoughts and prayers are with Michael. That's a horrific experience for anyone. What I want to unpack for you today is, and again, we live in a culture, and Michael is so right when he said language, borders, and culture, because nobody ever discusses that openly. We are in the midst of a cultural war, and we're playing for not just our time, but for all time. And I don't want to be the first to tell you, we are losing. We have abandoned all sense of decency. We can't even figure out what freaking bathroom to go to, let alone distinguish the difference between debate, disagreement, even protest, and assault, rioting, and violence. And there is a very clear pattern here. Now, the one thing I would like to jump in, I don't know if Michael did it in his 3 days since the assault on the air, but if you think these people hate Donald Trump, you've missed it. They didn't hate Mubarak in Egypt. They hated what he stood for. He was in the way of their overthrow, in the way of their coup d'etat, if you will. And they don't hate Donald Trump. As Hillary made crystal clear, you're all deplorables. They hate your God. They hate your worldview. They hate your vote. They hate your voice. They hate your existence. And it may be manifest and directed towards Donald Trump every day, or Michael Savage earlier in this week, but I assure you it'll get around to you. Now, Michael says it best in his book, and I wanted to, if I'm going to fill in for him, if you haven't had a chance to get the book, Trump's War, The Battle for America by Dr. Savage, this is chapter 10, Soros's Brown Shirts. Just as the First Amendment does not allow the government to suppress dissent, it does not sanction using violence to promote one's message either. It specifically protects the rights of people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Yet Obama and his cohorts in the media have repeatedly characterized the domestic terrorism perpetuated by groups like Black Lives Matter as peaceful protest. I would never correct Dr. Savage, but I will interrupt this text to tell you I actually think the first origin to exegete is spring in Egypt. Because there's nothing that Obama did concerning Egypt. By the way, keep in mind, Barack Obama's first speech as president of the United States, he went to Cairo. And a little fact that everybody seems to forget, Obama insisted that the Muslim Brotherhood be present at his speech. Imagine going to an ally government to deliver one of your first speeches where he apologizes for America and our history from his revised, racist, crazed viewpoint. But he demanded, I can't emphasize enough how shocking this is. This would be like somebody becoming the president of Saudi Arabia and coming to make their first political speech in the United States in Manhattan and demanding that Al-Qaeda be present. The Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization that was banned from Egypt, many of its leaders in jail in Egypt, and here's your president in one of his first major speeches after his hope and change election, and he demands that they be present in the front row. Now, why do I start there? Because it wasn't many months after that that this president looked you in the eye, lied to the American people, and fanned the flames that what you were seeing in Egypt was democracy. What you were seeing in Egypt was good. What you were seeing in Egypt was peace. And it was political overthrow of an ally nation. Now, don't get me wrong. He was no Gaddafi, but, you know, Mubarak had his flaws. But he was an ally of the United States. And looming all along, anybody that had any kind of national briefing would have told you the Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization. They're looming in the streets and behind the scenes. And where Mubarak was failing the people, they were saying, support us, here's some food. Support us, here's some money. Support us, here's some backing for your new business. See, we're not evil like the kind they're putting in jail. We don't mean any harm. That would have been a part of any of Obama's briefings. So just as he went to Cairo and insisted that these terrorists be present in his speech, he turns around and fans the flame and calls that spring in democracy, like it was a good thing. And what were they doing in the streets? Raping, killing, looting, and busting terrorists out of prison. And what did it result in the next 2 to 3 years? Well, first, the Muslim Brotherhood took over the parliament. And everybody said, well, they'll never run a president. They've promised they wouldn't run a president. Then you get Mohamed Morsi. And then he does away with the parliament. And you have a radical Islamist dictator in Egypt carrying out atrocities. And then, one final chapter, does the president ever come back and say, wow, spring turned to fall? He was from the beginning to the middle fanning the flames of an overthrow of an ally nation. And then when the people of Egypt threw Morsi out, silence from Obama. Let me tell you something. Michael Savage is a brilliant, brilliant man. And he's laying out to you a war, and it's a war for keeps. As I've often said, there's a cultural war. We're abandoning our Judeo-Christian God, specific God, his ways, his truth, his life, societal norms of what marriage is, what family is, what respect is, what tolerance is, and what validation is not required. And this worked for us because regardless of where people came from, they assimilated. And if they didn't like it, they stayed where they were. But they didn't come here, populate, and create the very things they fled from. Now I'll go one step further, and I want to explain to you the difference between tolerance and new tolerance. You see, tolerance requires me, by my founding fathers and my heavenly father biblically, to be respectful of people. Meaning if somebody's engaged in homosexuality, I don't go around bullying them. I don't go around harassing them, emailing them, sabotaging their Facebook. I'm respectful. They're dealing with, from the eyes of God and the word of God, their sin, and I'm dealing with mine. But that isn't what they're wanting. They don't want your tolerance. They don't want your acceptance. They want validation. Even if it means denouncing your God, your worldview, your voice. And the same is applied for the race wars. The same is applied for the gender wars. The same is applied for the socioeconomic wars. What the hell is rich anymore anyway? Anybody that's got a penny more than you. So we see envy, which is different than jealousy. Envy believes that it belongs to them and you don't deserve it. And if they can't have it, you can't either. It destroys it for everyone. That's the spirit of George Soros. There are so many ties. The last thing I would want you, and I think the last thing I would want, I would think Michael Savage would want, is for you to feel sorry for him and think this is about him. This is a war for America. And while Trump gets it daily, and Michael got it this week, I'll get it next week, and you'll get it the week after. They don't hate Michael Savage, and they don't hate Donald Trump. They hate your God. They hate your existence. They hate your worldview. They hate your voice, and they hate your vote. And they'll kill you if they get the chance, and they will silence you at every turn. That's where this is headed. Now, you might think, who's this guy filling in for Michael Savage? He sounds as crazy as Dr. Savage. You're damn right I am. But I'm going to lay it out to you. And I start with Obama in Cairo, and I will move to Obama with Black Lives Matter, and we'll piece together everybody else that is inciting this. We will break down this cultural war and how it leads to a 74-year-old man and his 12-year-old poodle being assaulted. This has been ginned up for decades by Hollywood, the mainstream media, the intelligentsia. Now listen, I understand as well as anybody, we live in the divided states of America, and no longer under God, under all gods or any god, anything goes. And we are completely divisible. But let's break these down one at a time. We've got several losers to look at today. From Obama and 8 years of ginning up this division and violence in the name of peaceful protest. Whether it's Egypt or America, whether it's Chris Evans, Captain America. He's enraged and furious because he doesn't like the outcome of the election. Welcome to my world for 8 years. To the rioting in Portland, to the attacks on Dr. Savage, to Monty Python's Eric Idle. Eric thinks he's being tolerant, merciful, and gracious by saying if you deny climate change, yes, you should be charged with crimes of humanity. But because you're stupid, they'll give you a humane death. To rap singer Bow Wow. It's all around us. And I got news for you as far as our top story of the day goes. According to Homeland Security, it's only getting worse. We'll also look at North Korea a little bit later on as well. And, the little sticky thing like facts. Obama hanging out in Hawaii before a judge makes a ruling, kind of like Loretta Lynch was hanging out on a tarmac with Bill Clinton. That and more coming up, along with your phone calls. Filling in for Dr. Savage, it's my honor. Michael Del Droner from Nashville on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
This is the Savage Nation. I am Michael Del Droner from Nashville, Tennessee, in for Dr. Savage. The phone number, 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. And if you want more than just an excerpt of Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, The Battle for America, pick up a copy today. All right, so we're kind of looking at what is a very, very simple concept. What is debate? What is disagreement? What is even organized protest? That's fine. Assault, rioting, inciting, and or acts of violence, not fine. Now, that should not be an easy equation to discuss with the American people. But we don't have honest players in the game. Not from K through 12 to any university campus. Not from ABC, NBC, CBS to CNN or MSNBC. I use the example of Barack Obama in Cairo with the Muslim Brotherhood. I could use Barack Obama on Michael Brown or Trayvon Martin. You see, that's how they do it. It's an attack of inference. The Trayvon Martin, if I had a son, it would look like Trayvon Martin. Really? Well, then you'd be an enormous failure as a parent. He was thrown out of a school by his father, a broken family, for burglary. He's thrown out of his for graffiti, and then they found stolen items in his locker. He wasn't walking by a gated white community and attacked just for being black. He was coming back from a convenience store with a drug concoction. And he attacked the neighborhood watchman and killed him. Was going to kill him, threatening to kill him, pounding his head into the cement, trying to kill him when he was shot and killed. There's a difference. And twice the size of the person he was attacking. And when the facts all come out, not a peep. Because the inference was all you needed for an ignorant, apathetic, shallow America. Especially one that is blind, half of it, that is blind to the truth and facts. That's moral relativism, right? Facts don't matter. There is no truth. In Michael Brown's case, was he not robbing a convenience store? Was it a marijuana deal and he came back for his cigars? He gave the marijuana, he wanted his cigar. Either way, never mind that you saw him choke the owner and throw him. And never mind, he tried to take a gun from Officer Wilson and kill him. And we know because the DNA is inside the officer's vehicle. The gun went off and it went right through Michael Brown's hand. And despite all the lies you were told, he was charging the officer trying to kill him. Because when you're twice the size of the police officer and you're going after his gun, that's a life or death situation. That is a reasonable moment for ultimate force. And a grand jury in the St. Louis area found the same conclusion. Even a biased Obama Justice Department came to the same grand jury conclusion. But did you ever hear Obama come back out and apologize to the officer? No. And they'll do the same with Russia. They'll have you convinced that Russia tampered with all our voting machines and Hillary won. But they changed the votes rather than the revelation. We don't know who. Hackers doing the job from hack media that doesn't do their job anymore revealed some inner campaign embarrassing things. But the inference is that Donald Trump, in cahoots with Russia, and all of us who support Donald Trump are now comrades of Russia. And these are the emails I get. And none of them think I have the worthiness of life, let alone an opinion or a voice or a microphone. And you're like, where did this come from? And I want to be the first to chime in today and tell you, decades of conditioning. Decades of inciting, decades of ginning up. But I'm going to give you just my top five examples coming up after the bottom of the hour break. From a former attorney general, from an ACLU chief. Heck, we got Captain America chiming in. And that household name, Bow Wow, sticking up for his Uncle Rapper. The only thing left shocking in life is the truth, isn't it? Well, that's all we got for you today. I hope you enjoy it on this March Madness St. Patrick's Day Friday on the Savage Nation. Stay with us.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Welcome back into the Savage Nation. I am Michael Deldrono in Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee. Honored to be filling in for Dr. Savage today, who is expecting to be back on Monday. He's still being treated for injuries, and our thoughts as a Savage Nation and family are with the doctor. 855-400-7282 is the phone number, 855-400-SAVAGE. I want to tell you a funny little story, and again, this just, I don't think Michael would have a problem with this. I hope he's not upset that I'm even talking about what happened to him. But let me tell you how Italians handle things differently. We got a couple of egomaniacal, blowhard conservatives in the marketplace that wanted to chime in and attack our morning show host for having a much more deeper, meaningful conversation about a proposed tax. He wasn't supporting the tax increase, but he was having a more meaningful, deeper discussion about how to solve it. And these people all start attacking him, putting words into his mouth. And trying to harm him. And I tried to explain to them because they couldn't understand why I was so mad at them. And I said, listen, you know, you haven't watched The Godfather, have you? I got news for you. Anybody can attack me and I don't blink. And it doesn't bother me. You attack my friends, that's worse than attacking me. You throw Dr. Savage on the ground and you try to harm his 12-year-old dog, that's worse than you trying to harm me. I wish I could have been filling in at that restaurant. I'd show you how you go sunny on somebody. You know, there's a time for Sonny Colleoni to show up. And you beat somebody with a garbage can. But this is the level of disrespect. This is the level of violence we're experiencing in America. How did we get here? Well, it was a long journey to becoming the divided states of America. And then it was an even longer journey for the brainwashing in a cultural war from K through 12 to the intelligentsia at universities to mainstream media to Hollywood to show you how to carry this type of intolerance out. I got news for you. The man that threw a 74-year-old man to the ground, and I'd give anything to have been there, doesn't just disagree with Michael. You don't like what Michael Savage says? Don't buy his book. You don't like what he says? Don't listen to his radio show. Don't bother him at a restaurant, and don't throw an elderly man down. And I wonder if there'll be any consequence, because there never seems to be. I watched the President of the United States lather everybody up, turn everybody against each other, literally incite violence on police officers, and never get handcuffed and arrested for incitement. There's a big difference between debate, disagreement, protest, and assault, rioting, and violence. And Homeland Security gets it, and they see where it's headed. A friend of mine was there for the inauguration, walking down the street wearing his Making America Great hat. Guy walks up and just decks him. Breaks his glasses. He gets up, grabs the guy, holds him down until he's arrested. That's not disagreeing. That's violence. That's assault. But I assure you, the person that threw Dr. Savage to the ground doesn't believe that Michael Savage has the right to speak. First of all, you can't even get what the First Amendment is right. You don't know the difference between protesting and violence, looting. But you don't get the difference between tolerance and intolerance. That person doesn't think that Michael Savage has a right to life, to liberty, to a pursuit of happiness, to an opinion, to an expression. And they don't think you have one either. It may be Trump every day and Michael this week, but it will be you if you don't stand up against this. Now, where would they be getting these notions? Well, we don't have to go far. Here's Loretta Lynch. Cut one.
I know that this is a time of great fear and uncertainty for so many people. I know it's a time of concern for people who see our rights being assailed, being trampled on, and even being rolled back. I know that this is difficult, but I remind you that this has never been easy. We have always had to work to move this country forward to achieve the great ideals of our founding fathers. And it has been people, individuals, who have banded together, ordinary people, who simply saw what needed to be done and came together and supported those ideals, who have made the difference. They've marched. They've bled. Yes, some of them have died. This is hard. Every good thing is. We have done this before. We can do this again.
Time of great fear and uncertainty? This is a time of great confidence. Great optimism. Have you looked at the Dow? A time of great prosperity. We just had an election. The majority of the American people have spoken. And they didn't speak in fear and uncertainty. And don't you love how they hijack the noble, true civil rights movements of the past, or the really righteous actions of the past, for anarchy and chaos? Or how about cut two, ACLU chief, Anthony Romero. Let's see if anything he's saying could be insightful or taken the wrong way.
Let's do this together. We need you to be protagonists in this struggle. We'll do the work in the courts. You do the work in the streets. And failure is not an option. Because if we can put the pressure on elected officials through town halls, through lobbying, through direct actions, for protests in support of the values we believe in.
Loretta Lynch, every good thing. We have done the hard way in the past and we'll do again. What are they doing? You notice how there's never a specific? It's all a whisper. We'll do the work in courts. You do the work in streets. Failures is not an option. What is it? What is the great fear? What do they think is going to happen? That in a constitutional republic and a government of laws, a law might be enforced, and a sovereign nation, a border might be secured? What What do they feel they have to go to the mattresses over? Anyone that disagrees with their worldview, their narrative. Here's another great clip from MSNBC. This is a woman that approached and confronts Pfizer in an Apple store.
Have you helped with the Russia stuff? Are you a criminal as well? Have you committed treason too, just like the president?
Thank you.
Have you committed treason too? What can you tell me about Russia?
Such a great country to live in.
Yeah, what can you tell me about Russia, Mr. Secretary?
Thank you very
What can
much.
You tell me? Huh? You know you work for a fascist, right? You work for a fascist.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel
well,
about that?
Palm Beach, right?
How do you feel about destroying our country, Sean? How do you feel about that? Do you feel good about the decisions you're making?
Yeah, you
about lying to the American people? Do you feel good about lying to the American people?
They're like robots. Pre-programmed robots. And that's the attack of inference. He's not a secretary, by the way. He's a White House spokesperson. Over and over again. Like a record with a skip. Have you helped with all the Russia stuff? Are you a criminal as well? Have you, like, and such, committed treason too? Just like the president has? Have you committed treason? And this is the narrative. And this is the divisiveness. And this is the level of intolerance. And this is the slippery slope that we're on. In a nation that is the divided states of America, not the United States of America. In a nation that is no longer under God, but any God and all gods and no God. Completely divisible. With no understanding of liberty and justice and no judge to determine justice for any or all. Standing between us and absolute banana republic chaos. Well, the Department of Homeland Security just looked at a field report with their intelligence branch and analysis in North Carolina, and it found that negative adverts and political rhetoric during the campaign contributed to the incitement of violence. Unclassified reports obtained show events including the post-election rioting in Portland, the vandalism in Washington. Department of Homeland Security assesses that anger over the results of the 2016 presidential election continues to be the driver of domestic terrorist violence. And you watch the mainstream media, and you watch professors, and you watch leftists continuing to pound away that Hillary won the popular vote as if our founding fathers ever intended mob rule. Donald Trump, in a near landslide, won the presidency. And just because we have spent generations rewriting history in Hollywood and in universities and in K-12 common ed textbooks doesn't mean that the Electoral College doesn't have an enormous purpose to prevent mob rule. But that's not how they use it. Of course, in the attack of inference, it's some kind of illegitimate win. The whisper campaign of Russia, though not proven. You know, people always ask me, how did Trump win? All of the above. When you're running a candidate that 70%+ of the American people know is a liar, that almost 80% of the American people find untrustworthy, that's a flawed candidate who obviously made some very tactical and strategic flawed campaign decisions about where to campaign and how. And the whole identity politics blew up in her face. But ultimately, it was a referendum election. And not against another party, from a party, or towards a party, but a movement, an authentic grassroots movement of the American people, and a mistrust for all politicians. As Ronald Reagan said, the government isn't the solution, it's the problem. These politicians and their influences and lobbyists and their self-ambition, that's the problem. They create them, and therefore they can't solve them. There was a movement that looked at the left and said, we gave you 8 years, there is no hope and change. The right looked and said, well, we gave you control of the House, you did nothing to stop the out-of-control spending. We gave you control of the Senate, you did nothing to overturn and repeal and replace Obamacare or defund executive amnesty. You're all full of it. It was a referendum election against all politicians. And here comes a guy that's not a politician and a successful businessman. And he rides the crest of that movement. And then the Democrats meddle in their own primaries in cahoots with the mainstream media. That's all the WikiLeaks really revealed. Not ties between Russia and Trump, but between the mainstream media, dishonest and biased, and a dishonest DNC. And what'd they do? They shot themselves in the foot. They had an outside candidate in Bernie Sanders. Yeah, he's a socialist, but they rig the primary and they get the ultimate establishment candidate, Hillary Clinton. Flawed with lies and untrustworthiness, running a flawed campaign and then loses. And then everything we're seeing is still the manifestation of that anger. And where does it come from? The media every night telling them and playing upon their spirit of ignorance and envy that something was stolen from them. Michael Savage shouldn't sue that restaurant or sue that person. You know who Michael Savage ought to sue? ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, former President Barack Obama. These are the people that have ginned it up, and they're still ginning it up. And as I've said from the beginning, it may be Trump every day. It may have been Michael earlier in the week. But trust me, it's you they hate. They hate your God. They hate your viewpoint, your worldview, your opinion, your vote, and your voice. And they'll settle for silencing it one way or another. Before we move on with other examples, we'll take some of your calls when we come back. Michael DelGiorno from Nashville, Tennessee, honored to be in for Dr. Savage, who hopes to be back on Monday, still recuperating. 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. Your call's next on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Savage. That's the number. This is the Savage Nation. I'm Michael DelGiorno filling in for Dr. Savage, who hopes to be back on Monday. He's receiving medical treatment for his injuries. You can follow all these stories by getting the Savage newsletter at michaelsavage.com. And don't forget to pre-order his book and get a copy today, Trump's War, His Battle for America. A couple of quick phone calls. I want to start with Pat, listening to KSFO in San Francisco. Pat, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Well, good afternoon. I just had a quick question. I read the original accounts online where it said the attacker was yelling out his given name, Wiener, 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 is what I read. And I was wondering why it would not be deemed to be an anti-Semitic hate crime.
Well, I'm reading the same stories you are, so just because I fill in for Dr. Savage doesn't mean that I've had a conversation with him or have any insight. Thanks for the call, by the way, Pat. Any inside information? My first 2 points when I read this story was, one, knowing nothing about what all was said, and I know that police statements were taken and then both were released, so this could be still coming out. But when I saw Wiener, Wiener, I'm thinking to myself, you know, he was either trying to harass him by using his real name, or he used his real name in an anti-Semitic motive, in which case it should be. But, I mean, what would need to be determined was what was the motive for the attack. I would be suspicious of all of the above, and if, in fact, that is the motive, it needs to be explored for even greater charges. Brenda on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
I don't want to be redundant. I agree with just about everything you've said. My thing is that as a black female conservative, I've got to be concerned when I'm out and about, but I refuse to be out and about without some kind of protection. I hate violence, but at the same time, I'm not going to just allow somebody to attack me if I can do anything to prevent it. So I carry my mace. I carry a taser. And it's unfortunate that I have to do that, but that's what I have to do. And I just would like...
And Brenda, I only have a minute, and I hate to interrupt. But as somebody who is a conservative and a person of color, because I have a lot of friends who are, you know as well as I do, some of the things that we're experiencing now in this destabled atmosphere is stuff you've been experiencing for years. You've been treated by family members, by friends in your neighborhoods, by cohorts and coworkers in such a way for a long time because they feel like you're some kind of a sellout, or why aren't you playing the same victim card? I mean, a lot of what we're experiencing is something you've kind of been experiencing for quite some time, is my guess.
A long time. And even through my church, a very usually conservative church, I'm even having people at my church that, you know, are against.
Well, there's a higher power than the God you're worshiping, and it's skin in some cases. Yeah, I just find that fascinating. I'd like to have you back sometime as a guest to tell everybody what you've probably been living for decades that we're now just beginning to live. Question is, how violent is it going to get?
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
This is The Savage Nation. I am Michael Del Giorno from Nashville, Tennessee. Honored to be in for Dr. Savage, who is expecting to be back Monday. He is still getting some medical treatment for his injuries after being attacked. Hopefully he'll be back Monday. If not, hopefully the next time somebody thinks they can attack Dr. Savage, I'll be sitting at the Italian restaurant with him. I'll go Sonny Colleoni on somebody. But our thoughts and prayers are with Dr. Savage, and hope for a quick return, and hope he's back as soon as Monday. Our phone number throughout the show, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Don't forget to get Michael's book, Trump War, his battle for America, and it's all of our battle. Breitbart did an updated story on the attack of Dr. Savage in Tiburon, California. And the quote they used from Dr. Savage is, "It's clearly open season on prominent Trump supporters. The fascist left has been empowered by their own false narrative." I love that. Because you got to realize, some of these bots are really programmed by, you heard the clip I played earlier of the woman talking to Spicer. She's like a programmed bot, a dim bot, a snowflake bot. But they have been literally programmed and empowered by their own false narrative that those who support borders, language, and culture, not just Dr. Savage's motto, but something all of us as Americans should embrace. We are a sovereign nation, and we have a right to decide who comes into our country and who doesn't, and especially protect ourselves from those who are telling you they're going to come through and harm. We have a Judeo-Christian culture that has made us the exception to the world and exceptional in the world. And yes, through legal immigration in the past, out of many came one, because those that came here left somewhere for very good reason, and they assimilated and became a part of us. You can't assimilate radical Islamists. You're asking them to give up their entire devotion. Everything we stand for as a nation is antithetical to what they stand for. We believe in freedom. They don't. We believe in freedom of speech. They don't. We believe in freedom of religion. They don't. We believe in separation of church and state, non-theocracy. They don't. They're not here to be one of many. They're here to replace and to overthrow. You have a right as a sovereign nation to have borders that are protected and secured, and in a constitutional republic, a government of laws that are enforced. And the people that still stand for these things are not fascist. That's how Hitler came to power. He used his brown shirts to beat up any opponents or silence them. Love the quote. Read the story on Breitbart. I want to tell you a funny story from my childhood, because this is what I love most about Dr. Savage. He doesn't know this, but for decades I've been listening to his radio show. His voice sounds so familiar, having all my relatives either be from Italy or upstate New York. But when he would tell stories, I want to tell you a childhood story. My father finds a marijuana cigarette on my brother, brings him into his bedroom. My dad's standing, facing my brother sitting on the bed, and just beyond my brother is the bedroom windows of my father's room. And as my dad is going over his disappointment and his anger at my brother having a marijuana cigarette, Now, he is a celebrity, and this could be scandalous. It could cost him his job. You know, my dad's doing everything he can to speak to my brother. I'm standing in the doorway, and I'm watching the marijuana plants that my brother is growing on the side of the house waving in the Louisiana breeze left to right. And so as my dad is focused on this marijuana cigarette, as he should have been, lecturing my brother as he should have been, he was missing a much bigger story right outside his window, wasn't he? And I may have only been 11 years old, but I've never forgotten that story. And I vowed all my way through life, I will never be so myopic, so focused that I miss the big picture. While you're following and chasing these false narratives, we're on the brink of world war with North Korea. While you think it's about Dr. Savage being attacked in California, it's about all of us being silenced, all of us being attacked. Now, elections have consequences, and they lost. We should just get on to the business of governing. And today, I would love to be talking to you about the Paul Ryan betrayal, the Mitch McConnell betrayal, the John McCain betrayal. Or how about my two jamoke senators, Corker and Alexander, that this president thinks he has friendships with, this president thinks he has trust with, and things in common with. They're as bad as the Democrats. And they're setting him up for failure. Dr. Savage has any contact with Donald Trump, please tell my president that a lot of those R's are as bad as the D's. And they don't like him any more than the D's. And they would love to sabotage that office of the people and return it to the establishment Republican Party as if they could keep it. They've proven they're numbskulls. This latest Obamacare replacement is in DNA the same as Obamacare. I could spend a whole hour teaching you how everything that made Obamacare a terminal patient is still present in the DNA of its replacement. Everything that made it an actuarial failure, everything that made it a civic and principled failure, everything that made it a fiduciary and an American failure is present in the new bill. And they either lack any courage to really replace this with the right thing, or they're trying to sabotage our president. In the end, history's going to look at and give time of death and cause of death both to Obama and Trump. And designed to fail from the beginning, all you'll have left is, well, the government can't solve it. We'll just do a government system. The Republicans tried, the Democrats tried, we'll just do a single-payer system. I would love to talk to you about that, but this is far more pressing. And to use that marijuana analogy outside the window, don't miss the big picture. The big picture is they don't hate Michael Savage. They don't hate Donald Trump. They hate all of us. We're all deplorable. If you believe in God's plan for the family and natural order of reproduction, you're a homophobe. If you listen to an imam or an Islamist tell you the truth, convert or die, you're Islamophobic. And you'll have one of two choices. And if you follow the lead of the church, heck, I don't fill in that often. You're probably sick of hearing this. You know, darkness doesn't exist. It's merely the absence of light. How did all this happen in a nation under God? You better look to the godly first. As Dr. Savage will teach you, I know he's going to be working on a book on God. What did 2 Chronicles 7:14 say? Not if the sodomites, not if the whoremongers, not if the serpents, if my people will humble themselves, confess their sins and pray, maybe I'll hear them and then I'll hear their land. You want your land healed? He's going to start with the church. But if you follow the lead of the church in America today, they have conveniently gone silent to protect their tax exemption or to protect their Sunday school attendance or their big church that is a ridiculous fiscal responsibility to create a place when you were supposed to be a thing. You're called to be the church, not go to church. Don't even get me started. But just as culture has whipped the Christendom into dangerous silence, that's what's politically happening right now. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Obama is a mile away with Valerie Jarrett living in his home. That's a strange nanny, and I watch Nanny and the Professor. The hell's going on down the street? It's a coup d'etat a mile away, using CNN and the Washington Post and George Soros' money. You better know. Listen, when Michael Savage chose the title, Trump's War, probably the only thing that needed to be brainstormed, do we call it Trump's War or our war? Well, we better call it Trump's. He wrote our movement, and it'll be his to win. It is what the title says, a battle for America. It's not just your second chance, it's your last chance. And I know you're ignoring your radical Islamist enemies and what they're saying they're going to do to you, or ignoring North Korea and what they're saying they're going to do to you. You might not want to ignore these crazy leftist nuts as they're doing it. And not just to Trump, and not just to Dr. Savage, although you throw an old man down, 74 years old, to the ground, and you try to abuse his 12-year-old poodle, I'd have given anything to be there. Because somebody been filling in for me today, filling in for Michael Savage, because I'd be in jail. But I want you to see the bigger picture. I want you to know that the attacks by inference, the ginned-up divisions, and the whispery calls to violence, they're as dangerous as the silence. There's a lot at stake here. A prominent talk show host and a last bastion of truth talk radio, first to be tried to be silenced, was attacked. And I don't know if it was because he was Jewish. I don't know if it was because he was supportive of Trump. I don't know what this sick you-know-what had in mind. But the fact that nothing happened sends a loud message. That's why in the first hour I was trying to make the point to you. It's what Obama goes to Cairo, demands the Muslim Brotherhood's there. 2 years later, there's a Muslim Brotherhood overthrow of Egypt, our ally. And then when the people take their country back, silence from Obama. Trayvon Martin's dead, and instantly Obama knows he's a 10-year-old innocent child walking by a gated white community. None of the facts match that. He was 6'3", a drug addict, and he was trying to kill the neighborhood watchman in a minority-majority neighborhood. But when the truth comes out, you just go silent. Or in the case of Michael Brown, after the grand jury says the officer did nothing wrong, this guy was a thug, he was trying to kill the officer. Then when the biased Obama Justice Department comes in, you just go silent. The silence is as dangerous as the lie. Now, I got to tell you something. I have common sense of decency. And somebody throws a 74-year-old man down, I want to punch their head in. And as a kid, I'd watch movies, and I didn't care what happened to the people. Horse got shot, I started crying. You go after a dog, and then nothing happens to this guy? I hope if you don't hear anything else today, pray for Michael. Pray for his protection. But don't think he's the story. You next. You now already is the story. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Your calls in the Savage Nation next.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
This is the Savage Nation. I'm Michael Del Giorno from Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, filling in for Dr. Savage, who hopes to be back on Monday, getting medical treatment for his injuries. Don't forget to check out michaelsavage.com for all the latest headlines and stories that we're covering, even those we may not get to. And don't forget to pick up a copy of what we're right in the midst of, Trump's War, His Battle for America. Our phone number for show is 855-400-7282, the same as always, 855-400-7282. Savage, which is where we find Kevin listening to WABC in New York. Kevin, welcome into the Savage Nation.
Hey, thank you, Michael, and excuse my poor Italian here, but buongiorno, they call me Sai Paisan. Hey, I just wanted to say real quick, you know, I was kind of a late decision with voting for Trump, and the reason I wound up voting for him, because I was so tired of hearing the media and all the liberals that I know saying, oh, if you possibly are thinking of supporting Trump, you must be an Islamophobe, a homophobe, misogynist, are a bigot. And I'm going to tell you, I'm none of the above. And if I don't care to convince people because God, my wife, and my kids know who and what I am, and that's all that matters to me. But I'm not going to let anybody like guilt trip me into voting for some, you know, socialist. It's just not going to happen.
I appreciate it. Have a great St. Patrick's Day, what's left of it, and March Madness weekend. Thanks for the call, Kevin. I don't doubt that some of that has happened. And again, I hope you realize this is beyond a media tantrum. This has been very revealing about the media. But these are just people that can't come to grips. You dealt with that on election night. The fact that we knew Donald Trump was the president-elect of the United States at about 10:30 Central Time, but we had to wait till 2:30 in the morning. Why? For Hillary Clinton to have a meltdown, a tantrum, or for the mainstream media to come to grips that they told America what to do and they didn't listen? This is beyond tantrum. This is a battle for America. And you have sat silently for decades and generations where education has turned into indoctrination and it's been reinforced by the rewriting of history in Hollywood or in textbooks, the intelligentsia community, or the rewriting of reality moment by moment with the mainstream media. And you've kicked open a wasp nest and they're on the attack and they're not going to stop. So the question becomes, how violent is this going to get? Now, the only thing I would suggest is, don't let that be the only reason why you're supporting Donald Trump. You should be supporting Donald Trump because the president of the United States is prioritizing national security, and he's identifying enemies, and he is vying and vowing to protect our nation, our people, and wage and win this war once and for all. Because you're a sovereign nation with borders that must be secured. Because you're a government of laws and laws must be enforced. And those who serve and protect must be respected. Because there is an economic war. And socialism is a great flawed ideology and historic narrative. That Kennedy was right, Reagan was right, and Trump will be right. The more money you allow, morally, the American people to keep and trust with, without the middleman of government, the better. I love all this outrage over the National Endowment of Arts. What a joke that is, right? We need bureaucrats now to determine what is art or to pick winners and losers. And to support narratives and agendas. I love the arts. You love the arts. Support them. You don't need the government middleman. And why are we subsidizing PBS and NPR and their biased opinion? Nobody else is getting subsidized. And they're not being wise steward of it. And that's not a priority of the federal government. Well, I can think of any number of reasons you should be supporting Donald Trump. Although I do get the notion that it makes you support him even more. John, Miriam, Gary, we'll try to get to your calls. I hope you don't know who he is. But trying to defend his uncle Snoop Dogg, not an easy task for Bow Wow. But you want to talk about the level of disrespect, wanting to pimp the first lady? Oh, the only thing left shocking in life is the truth, and I got more of it next on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Welcome back into the Savage Nation. I'm Michael DelGiorno in for Dr. Savage, who will hopefully be back on Monday, still receiving medical treatment for his injuries. Phone number 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE, which is where we find Miriam. Miriam going once. Miriam going twice. Sold. Gary on WABC in New York. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello, Michael. You're on fire today. I love what you're saying.
Thank you so much.
I just want to say that the church is an important place. We need more people going to church. It's a fantastic thing. However, the church has compromised. They do not talk about politics at all. Half of the people at church believe in homosexuality. Half believe in abortion. There's no effect of anything in the culture. We're not affecting the culture because we just want to maintain our congregation. And
which is an enormous indictment and an enormous failure. Listen, every one of you at the moment you profess your faith should just die and go to heaven because you're useless after that. You have been called to be salt, preserving. You know what Jesus said about salt? Once it loses its saltiness, it's to be trampled on. You know why? In Jesus' day, that's what they did with salt that lost its saltiness. They used it like gravel. You are called to be salt and preserving. You are called to be light, and you have become worthless. You have all but bought in. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
That's a way, a truth, a life. The body of Christ has either grown silent or become just as moral relativist or pluralistic as the world and culture that Paul warned us not to conform to. You get it. I don't have to tell you.
Well, they beat themselves on the chest saying, hey, our congregation is growing. But, you know, they're afraid to talk about the truth. And I just wish they would just stand up for what Christianity really is.
I appreciate the call, Gary, and from your lips to God's ears, although he's waiting on his people to confess and repent. I will say this, and I had several callers, and because I got to make a transition now.
Let me show you how a professional steers the plane. We're going to steer away from Dr. Savage's attack somewhat in this segment. But I had several callers that wanted to, and Miriam was one of them, that was going to express this notion of it's an attempt. Of course it's an attempt to silence you. Of course, if they can do it through intimidation, they will. If they have to take your breath and life, they will ultimately. What part of it's a battle? There are casualties in battle. Enemies are always identifying who they're fighting with. But somehow in this effeminate, politically correct culture we live in, we can never identify an enemy and defeat it. Well, I got news for you. Somebody's going to win. Fundamental Islam is going to defeat you as, you know what Turkey used to be? A Christian nation. You know what Syria used to be? A Christian nation. They're going to win or you're going to win. But yeah, they're trying to silence you. I hope Dr. Savage's attack, I hope these whisper campaigns and guilt by inference that are blowing up in Rachel Maddow's face, you know, what did they prove? You got a bunch of frauds in Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Mitt Romney running around. The rich aren't paying their fair share. This can't be an audit. Trump's trying to hide that he's not paying taxes. So they finally get, and you know what? I would love it. I wouldn't care if the president dropped that in their mailbox and these morons illegally disseminate it. And their chief moron, Rachel Maddow is defending herself saying, I never said it was going to show anything. I just said I had 2 pages of his tax return. Well, what about the months and months you've been telling everybody in your attack and guilt by inference? Of course, that's what you and Nancy Pelosi and everybody's been saying. He won't show us his tax returns because he hasn't been paying his taxes. And then what do you find out? He's paid twice as much as Bernie Sanders. Who's the fraud? And of all networks, MSNBC, what do they have? 6 talking heads on that network that either through the state or the federal government have had liens placed against them for not paying their taxes? Look, I hope all of these things are very revealing to you. I hope all of these attacks, you're very aware of them because they are ultimately directed at you. You are the deplorable. Not Michael Savage, not you are the deplorable. They hate your God. They hate your worldview. They hate your inhale. They hate your exhale. They hate everything you stand for, everything that you believe in, because they are an intolerant hypocrite. I'll give you a great example. Climate change denial is a crime against humanity, which should be punishable by trial in a world court, says Monty Python's Eric Idle. Oh, he's ready to bring out the dead. Even though he doesn't apparently believe that the punishment, you know, for such stupidity and ignorance should be death, he does generously insist that any denier should be, you know, put down humanely. Are you kidding me? We're still fighting over 1 degree, 1 degree that is corrected? We're in global cooling now. Catch up. Your whole thesis was that CO2 levels were linked to man-caused, catastrophic global warming, and only man can change it. Well, what if India doesn't participate? What if China doesn't participate? Do you realize if America did all of these crazy things, you wouldn't impact it by 1% of 1 degree?
It's not even a solution. And of course, its roots are in Agenda 21 and sustainability. This was a worldwide movement with one set goal: to eliminate any superpower militarily or economically. A massive international redistribution of wealth and control. It was an international coup. It wasn't science. And enough time has expired to disprove it all. So you have a sensible, logical, knowledgeable argument, and suddenly, because they just determine science is in, there's no longer a debate, enough! They're ready to put you to death. Or how about rapper Bow Wow? He's placed himself in the middle of a Twitter beef between Snoop Dogg and Donald Trump. And he jumps in and says, whoa, whoa, whoa. Shut your punk you-know-what up. Beep! About my Uncle Snoop Dogg. Before we pimp your wife and make her work for it. This is a despicable cultural goofball threatening to prostitute the First Lady of the United States. Now, what do you do with a story like that? Well, such is the game of rap. Now, imagine if, you know, Paul Anka had come out with a song about pimping Michelle Obama. Well, that would have certainly been racist. But look at the level of... I want you to understand, there is a law. I would love for Michael to write on this. A law of diminishing return. You know what it says? It says that which is shocking today becomes normal tomorrow. So then what does tomorrow become? Like a toilet bowl as it gets swirling and flushing faster and faster. So you start with an innocent kiss on Ellen. Now look at what you got. Now you can't even remake a cartoon this weekend without Gaston French kissing a bumbling idiot. That which is shocking today becomes normal tomorrow if you're silent and allow it. And it's not so much that it becomes normal and it's setting a direction that's going in a direction that leads to a destination that you may not like. It was certainly not our intent. What are you asking for? Why do you think Homeland Security is concerned even about the attack on Michael Savage? Because it sets a direction in motion. And the more we're silent, the more it perpetuates. So yeah, maybe pushing a 74-year-old down and roughing up his dog today, but what does it lead to tomorrow? If they're not getting their way, if we're not silencing, if they can't retake the country, what does it lead to? If we all ignore and say, oh, it's just Bow Wow. Now, let me just say something with Almighty God listening to me right now. Not only have I never laid eyes on Bow Wow, I've never even saw the words Bow Wow in my life. I'm not a moron. I know who Snoop Dogg is. And it's easy for us to say, who cares what this goofball rapper said? Because nobody should disrespect the First Lady of the United States in such a way. And if we don't say something today, what do they do to disrespect the First Lady tomorrow? Abduct her? When will you speak up? You even got Captain America chiming in, Chris Evans, sharing his feelings with Esquire magazine. The 35-year-old actor said, oh, don't get me started. I feel rage. I feel fury. Now, clearly, they can't accept the results of an election. Clearly, they don't know the difference between political disagreement, debate, or protest and assault, rioting, and violence. But if a wiser, cooler head doesn't jump in and prevail soon, where is this all leading? That's why I use that analogy. Sure, my dad should have been all over my brother for finding a marijuana cigarette, but he certainly would have been shocked to know it was waving outside the window in the breeze as he was growing a crop outside. This is not about defending Dr. Savage, and he shouldn't need it. A 74-year-old man and his dog ought to be able to eat in peace. It's that somebody thinks that they have the ability to silence someone through intimidation, threat, or physical harm. And if you don't wake up till it's you, at some point you're begging to deserve it. Dr. Savage hits the nail right on the head in the Breitbart article. That's really what this is all about. And I really do believe, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but most people saw a cereal box when they saw Barack Obama. I read the freaking ingredients. I knew who he was hanging out with and how they felt about America. I'll go one step further. You would never be able to prove to me that Barack Obama Sr. is Barack Obama's father. Looks too much like another guy, sounds too much like another guy, and has all the same views. And by the way, it doesn't sound like mentorship. It sounds like custody to me. But Barack Obama's a United States senator, supported an Islamic overthrow by a relative in an allied nation. Becomes president, first speech, Cairo. Pro-Islamic, anti-American. And demands the Muslim Brotherhood to be there. And then for 8 years divides us all against each other. Women fighting with men, rich fighting with poor. He turns everybody against each other. Black versus white, gay versus straight. And I think he's still a mile away. With Valerie Jarrett living in his home, calling all the shots, with CNN and the Washington Post as his henchmen. Yeah, I think Michael Savage hits the nail right on the head. It's clearly open season on any Trump supporters. The fascist left has been empowered by their false narrative that those who support borders, language, and cultures, the motto of this savage nation, are evil fascists. It's how Hitler came to power. He used his brown shirts to beat any opponents. The media and police are almost wholly driven by this lie. I want to know how you throw a 74-year-old man to the ground for no reason and his dog, and you don't get arrested. And if you don't think that, you know what justice is all about? A, justice for the crime. Look, you took my wife's life, I'm taking the rest of your life. You're in jail. But it's also to send a deterring message. What are the messages? That you can lie and it's okay, if it fits everybody's narrative. That you can attack somebody and no one will care. These are the seeds of anarchy and a battle for America. And the only thing I would disagree with Dr. Savage on, it's not just Trump's war. It's all of our war. Speaking of war, let's talk about North Korea next on The Savage Nation. I'm Michael DelGiorno in for Dr. Savage, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome back into the Savage Nation from Music City, USA. I'm Michael DelGiorno in Nashville, Tennessee. Honored to be filling in for Dr. Savage, who we pray will be back on Monday, still receiving medical treatment from his attack. And we pray that he is recuperating fine and his doctors have great wisdom in his care. Coming up next hour, if those of you are going to be listening, you think I'm just crazy about Obama throwing this stuff out. I want you to look at that judge. This is one of the great stories of the day not being told. Where Barack Obama was before this judge came out and ruled against the travel ban. Stick around for that. And then Rachel Maddow, who's trying to have her cake and eat it too, now claiming it's not her fault that people overhyped the tax return. You overhyped the tax return because that's the expectation you've created with your audience. And you've been ginning this up for over 2 years now, that this guy isn't paying his fair share and won't show us his tax returns because he hasn't paid. And then what do you find out? He's paid twice as much as your candidate. This egg deserves to be on your face. And just to show you nothing sacred, say goodbye to the boot, thimble, and wheelbarrow in Monopoly. But that's next half hour. Let's kind of wrap up our conversation this hour. The phone number, 855-400-SAVAGE. That's where we find Robert in San Francisco. Welcome into the Savage Nation, Robert.
How you doing, Michael?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just want to get to the point. When I heard what happened to Michael Savage, I was furious and really angry, and I hope the best for him. But what I really want to say is I am a police officer and have been for over 25 years. Is regarding Michael, if he even needs anyone, any private security, I'll do it for free.
Hmm.
because I don't see this getting better. I see this situation getting worse. And I don't want to see anything further happen to the man. I respect him and love the show.
Well, it's very difficult for me to armchair quarterback from Nashville. But I'm wondering why both are under house arrest when one's sitting there with their dog peacefully eating. The other one begins to harass Wiener, calling him his real name to the point where I don't know if this is anti-Semitic, anti-Trump, what the motive is. And then he pushes a 74-year-old man down and even shows harm towards his poodle of 12 years. I mean, I don't understand. Maybe you can help me as somebody that's in law enforcement. I want to know, what do you got to do to get arrested anymore?
You know, I don't know the situation. I wasn't there. But when I heard about it, I was furious. And, I mean, if this guy did, in fact, get arrested, correct?
No, both were released. Nobody was arrested. Both were released. And to my knowledge, I don't even know if if the district attorney plans to do anything with this, I don't even know if he's got the information to do it. I don't think anybody has an intention of creating justice and or a deterring message for justice's sake. But
join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Yeah, I don't know how your March Madness bracket is doing after 2 days, but the state of our republic, as we were warned, it's a republic if you can keep it, Madam Secretary, looking a little more fragile. I'm Michael DelGiorno, in for Dr. Savage, who hopefully will be back on Monday. He suffered injuries after being attacked. Again, pray for his recovery and hope he'll be back on the show on Monday. I am honored to be filling in for Dr. Savage. Our phone number, 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. Don't forget, we read an excerpt from Chapter 10, the prophetic words of Dr. Savage about Trump's war, and it's really all of our war, a battle for America. Don't forget, you can pick up a copy of that book. And for all the stories that we're covering, even those that we don't get to, sign up or sign on to the Savage Nation newsletter at michaelsavage.com. To WABC in New York, New York we go. Alan, welcome into the Savage Nation.
Yes, God bless you, Michael. I pray for Dr. Savage that he will recover quickly. My prayers go out to him. I'm a minister, and I listened to the last hour that you spoke and invoked 2 Chronicles 14:7, and it's very true that the church has not taken its rightful stand in America. It has become the tail, not the head. When they threw us out of the schools. They threw us out of D.C., Congress and Senate, and they threw us out of the colleges and the universities. Those became areas of satanic worship, of demonic worship, where now we have students that are demon-possessed with drugs, and these are the ones that are going to take our place as we get older and pass on. They're going to be running the country. And they're immoral. And these are the ones that say they protest, and they become mobs, and they burn and destroy property and hurt police. And they say that we protest. Protest what? There's no morality in our nation today. Anything goes. And, you know, judgment first begins in the house of God, the Bible indicates. And this is what's going to happen. Judgment's going to come. And we can see it because the nation is adrift in a sea of iniquity.
Yeah, there's two things. Alan, thank you for the call, and thank you for the truth. To me, and I'm just, you know, sound like Phil Hartman, I'm just a simple caveman, but as a simple follower of God, I look at 2 Chronicles 7:14, and you know what frightens me the most? What the Lord is saying. If my people, notice, not the satanic worshipers, not the producers of pornography, not the homosexuals, not those that are mocking God, if my people will humble themselves, confess their sins, I will hear their prayers. Am I the only one that stopped right there and thought, you mean to tell me that collectively as a republic, we could have become so immoral, turned our backs so far on God? I think we talked about this the last time I filled in for Dr. Savage. Don't fool yourself. We're not just rejecting God. We're mocking him, and we have replaced him. We have become spiritually pluralistic. We have become morally relativistic. We have become a very immoral people. And if 2 Chronicles 7:14 applies to any godly nation, he's not even hearing your prayers right now. But yes, there is a collective impact of failing to be the salt we were called to be. Failing to be the light we should naturally be. It is very unnatural to not be light. That's a level of volition and disobedience to remain silent. Dr. Savage got thrown, so what? They hate the president, so what? They think it's a woman's right. Even though if I killed that woman, it'd be 2 counts of murder for the baby and her. Yeah, that's kind of a legal inconsistency. I don't know when life begins, naturally. It's choice, even though the only choice that's acceptable is death. I'll just remain quiet. Listen, don't ever, and I hope you hear my words, and I hope you hear my heart. There's a lot of love and hope in my words. But do not confuse what Benjamin Franklin warned from the very first moment. Madam Secretary, for you, we have a republic if you can keep it. Imagine Madam Secretary standing there. They're in this room, blank canvas. Have we learned from history? What are we going to be? We're not going to be a theocracy. We're not going to be a monarchy. We're not going to be a democracy. For you, Madam Secretary, we have a republic if you can keep it. You know, there is the simple reaping what you sow. And when you don't respect law and you don't respect those who serve and protect, and there is no law and order, there is no principle, there is no right, there is no wrong, it's anything goes. And there's chaos and constant. Listen, ignorance, and I think that is the number one thing the body of Christ is guilty of, and America, ignorance and apathy. They have that in common. Just remember my warning. Ignorance is always bliss until consequence arrives. Brent on KSFO in San Francisco. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mr. Del Giorno, excellent show today. Well done.
Very nice. By the way, may I say, perfect pronunciation.
Yes, yes. Listen, sir, I live out here in Honolulu, and I wanted to try to beat you to the story that I don't know if it's a story, but the fact that Barack Obama was here on a little private vacation, and it was ironic. I saw him on the news the night before the judge made his announcement, and he was here at Buzz's, and he was golfing, and it seemed to me like his endeavors were a little bit more about business coming out here.
Kyle Becker, you'll love this story. I'll go ahead and do it, Brent. Thanks for the call. Kyle Becker works for an independent journal review. And his title is lead editor and director of viral media. And I don't know if that's, I'm sure that's not respected as legitimate media. We all know what the mainstream media thinks of the Daily Signal, a subsidiary of the Heritage Foundation or Breitbart or other sources of news, because it's not the journalism that they control. So I don't know how respected it is, but it was interesting that he posted a story with the headline, Ex-President Obama makes surprise visit to Hawaii. What, he just needed sun? I heard it's Hawaii. And, of course, it's days before the judge issues the travel ban ruling. And everybody is saying, well, you know, that's his opinion. Where's the opinion? What's opinionated about a point of fact? The former president, Barack Obama, made a surprise visit to Hawaii days before a controversial ruling against Donald Trump's new travel ban executive order issued by a Hawaiian judge. What is so opinionated about noting that the Hawaiian judge is a former Harvard classmate of President Obama? Or that the judge was appointed by the Obama administration in 2012? And what's so opinionated about noting, just like a wire service reporter, that on Monday night,
The president happens to dine at an upscale restaurant where, by the way, nobody throws him to the ground
or kicks his dog. And the location of the restaurant just happens to be, according to a Reddit user, 5 minutes from the courthouse where the ruling was issued. I guess those are all just coincidences. And if you're anything like me, you're staring at that and you're thinking to myself, well, this is about as coincidental as the attorney general just so happens to visit with a former president on a tarmac during a presidential election. This stinks to high heaven. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Barack Obama is still at the helm of this anarchist movement. With Valerie Jarrett, the most interesting of nannies, living in his house a mile away from the White House, still using George Soros money, and still intent on de-developing us, still intent on turning us into a chaotic, anarchist state. Because he doesn't like your intent. He doesn't like our history. He doesn't respect your God. And he doesn't love America, and he doesn't love capitalism. And they're not ready to concede their loss of destroying this country and marching it obediently in line globally. Now, there's two critical things. Time is not on their side. A lot of people give Ronald Reagan this credit. I hope Dr. Savage doesn't get mad at me. But you better start with John F. Kennedy. Because John F. Kennedy, in the middle of a recession in 1962, told the American people, first of all, when you go to work, that's your money morally. It's not the government's money to decide how much you can keep. And first of all, it's not the government to decide what to do with your money. One, morally it's yours. Two, I trust what you'll do with it. And as you spend it, I trust businesses will grow. And as they grow, they will hire. And as they hire, more taxpayers burden less is the right way to fund government. And oh, by the way, to prosper a nation. And so it may seem completely backwards, but trust me when I tell you that a time of economic shortfall for the government is exactly the time to cut taxes. And Kennedy didn't live to see it, but we did it and we prospered. Reagan did it and we prospered. And Trump's going to do it and we will prosper. That's the power of capitalism. We're not peddling a bad product here. We're peddling the exception of Earth. Not to mention the exceptionalism of Earth. Let me tell you something. They're playing for keeps. And they're going to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at you. They're not done. And yes, it's Trump's war, but all of us that believe in we the people, that believe in a sovereign nation, that believe in a constitutional republic and a government of laws, but I'll tell you, to that caller's point, and to Michael Savage's point, especially in chapter 10 of his book, or even a miserable excuse for democracy, because you can't tell the difference between debate, disagreement, and protest, and assault, rioting, and violence. God help you. Gino, KBET, welcome into the Savage Nation. Real quickly, because we're coming up on a break, Gino.
Okay, I'll make it quick. Michael, thank you. I want to call about George Soros funding, promoting civil unrest, rioting, and looting, and yet we still will not go after him, as Michael has suggested, using RICO. And then a question, Loretta Lynch, the head of the DOJ. Who is the head of the DOJ now? Where is Lynch? I never hear her name, and I think we need to take a hard look at her. And then one last thing. I am not racist at all, and I believe it's the left and the Democrats that are racist. Thank you.
Oh, well, absolutely. There's no question. Obviously, Jeff Sessions is the attorney general and over the Justice Department, and I absolutely think somebody should look into the coincidental visit of Barack Obama days before this. And let me just say, too, this judge's opinion of what is going on in Donald Trump's heart is not relevant to the court. This judge's opinion on what is and what is not national security is certainly beyond his purview. Barack Obama's CIA director, Barack Obama's FBI director, the entire intelligence community says these seven nations, not because they're majority Muslim, but because they are Muslim terrorist nations and sponsoring nations. We have procedures, but we can't assure you that terrorists aren't sneaking in with them. We can't give you the assurance that the American people will be safe. And all that matters for any judge is, does that president have a constitutional authority? And the answer is yes. Does that president have standing? And the answer is yes. Does that president have precedence? And the answer is yes. The most encouraging thing I heard, and I know I'm late, guys, they're going crazy in Dallas. Most encouraging thing I heard from our president here in my city in Nashville was he said, I listen to these attorneys, and I come out with this second watered-down law. And then it gets shot down by the same liberal judges in the same liberal circuit. I should have kept the first version. I should go back to the first version and trust my gut. I hope the president continues to gain confidence. He is the smartest person in the room, and he does have the best intent in the room. And somebody, to answer your question, should investigate what the hell Barack Obama was doing in Hawaii, who he met with, and the coincidence of the ruling that came shortly after his visit. More on the Savage Nation next.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I'm Michael Del Giorno from Nashville, Tennessee, in for Dr. Savage, who's recuperating and receiving medical treatments for his injuries. Hopefully, he'll be back on Monday. You know, we've been kind of dancing around this whole God thing throughout the show. I'm not a big fan of social media. I think the more time you're spending on Facebook projecting a life, probably the less likely you are to actually be living one. And, you know, memes, there's a meme for everything, and they're usually inaccurate, but this one was actually beautiful. And it shows a father holding his small child, and it says, the father said to his son, be careful where you walk. And the son responded, you be careful too, because I'll be walking in your footsteps. I want you to know that this generation of believers, this generation of Americans, we're responsible for this generation of souls and the stewardship of this generation of our republic. And it matters what we say. It matters how we behave. It matters that we understand. It matters that we speak up and vote up and that we're involved. We are a government of, for, and by the people, and it matters how we're living. And there is a battle. There is a cultural war. And things are starting to get really physical, as Dr. Savage will be the first to tell you now. And it's not just Trump's war. It's all of our war. And it's a battle for America, for our time and for all time. Now, we also have other wars and rumors of wars that are brewing. Very problematic in North Korea. First of all, we're dealing with Kim Jong-un, who is the Fredo grandson after Kim Jong-il. And we don't know exactly, unlike his father and grandfather, is he saber-rattling? Does he really mean harm to those in the region or as far away as America? And now we have a change of power in South Korea. And all indications are that a liberal is going to win that election. And a liberal that thinks that they can talk to enemies and find common ground with somebody like North Korea. This is all very problematic. And the saber rattling has gotten to where Tillerson is saying, we're running out of diplomatic options. Everything's on the table, including the nuclearization of our allies in the region. So while you're praying for our country and praying for protection and praying for awakening, you might want to be praying about that situation. I always use the example. There's a room full of bombs and everybody's smoking, flicking their butts. Somebody's going to blow this thing up before it's too late, before it's over. More on the Savage Nation next. Stay with us.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
This This is the Savage Nation. I am Michael Del Giorno in for Dr. Savage, who will hopefully be back on Monday, still receiving medical treatment for his injuries. Our phone number, 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. Don't forget to get the Savage newsletter to keep up with all the top stories. You either sign up or sign on at michaelsavage.com, and you might want to get the book, Trump's War, His Battle for America, as some of these pages are coming true before our eyes. I was up against a hard break, and I got halfway through a thought, and I really wanted to take this moment on a national show to just wake you up to something. And it's a conversation I had with some very smart people with very as prestigious military backgrounds as you could have. I guess what I'm getting at is I never thought I'd be the smartest guy in a room. And let me tell you something. When I am the smartest guy in the room, it scares me because I know me. But, you know, I asked him something in an interview that nobody has ever asked him before. And I said, you know, we saw a depletion of our military and our defenses coming out of Jimmy Carter and into Ronald Reagan. We saw the same thing. Really, people attach a lot of the costs of the war on terror to really what was George W. Bush going from lockboxes with Social Security to being attacked on 9/11 and having to rebuild the military and respond in Afghanistan and later in Iraq. So it was a rebuilding of the military. And here we are again. And God has been faithful to give us a leader to prioritize what is, in fact, the priority of the federal government, the security of our nation and its people. And Donald Trump is inheriting 8 years of depletion in credibility and armament and people and boots. And so he's having to rebuild that and reprioritize that. So I asked him a simple question. Do you guys ever sit around a coffee table and kick around where we're at today versus W or versus Reagan? He goes, you know, it's funny you should say that. Now, these are the people that war game things out when we're talking about North Korea. These are people that have access to the president of the United States. He said, you know, it's funny you say that. We had a long discussion just 2 days ago about that very same topic. And I said, well, cut to the chase. Where are we? Because I don't think this looks anything like W. He goes, it's funny you said that. Virtually everybody in the room agreed that it is at the level that Reagan inherited or worse. I said, let me ask you this. Did anybody at the table make this observation? What? That the world is not the same as it was? In other words, from a depletion, a lack of prioritizing, a lack of funding, a lack of understanding that we live in a dangerous world. And the weaker you are, the more likely war becomes. Appeasement always emboldens an aggressor. When they see a weak leader, people misbehave more. Whether it's a supreme Ayatollah in Iran, whether it's a Syrian leader, or whether it's a North Korea grandson. I said, did anybody take into account that not only have we depleted to the level that Reagan inherited coming out of the Carter years? I mean, you can say at least with William Jefferson Clinton. He's so underfunded defense, but at least he did it at a time of prosperity and we had something to show for it. Obama discredits and weakens us. I don't know how you gain that back. And depletes us. And what do we have to show for it? A doubling of the debt. A more dangerous world. I mean, everything has blown up in our face. We left Iraq too soon, created a vacuum, and then created ISIS. We actually negotiated the exit of Afghanistan with the cause of the war, the Taliban. Don't even get me started on Yemen, Benghazi. You want to talk about the Russian reset with the wrong word? Or how about the line in the sand with Syria? I mean, it's a mess. But I said, did anybody take into account not just 3 decades of China in massive military buildup? Not to mention 2 decades of Vladimir Putin. And by the way, some of you will get this, most of you won't. He's not trying to rebuild the Soviet Union. He's trying to rebuild the Russian Empire. Or how about giving Iran another decade to enrich uranium, to perfect advanced centrifuges or delivery systems? Or how about giving North Korea another 15 years? Because now you're not laughing at their test launches. They're further and further, and they're more and more accurate. And their ability to convert a weapon load on those missiles. And I don't have to tell you,
If Iran has it, North Korea has it. If North Korea has it, Iran has it. Iran's are pointed first at Israel and then America. North Korea's are pointed first at South Korea, then America, and probably Japan third.
Now you got a change of power in South Korea with some, you know, I said this a long time ago, and people thought it was talk radio hyperbole. And I could never get them to understand. I was being serious. Long before people wrote books about it. I'm here to tell you, this type of liberalism that is so irrational, it's a mental illness. And it is for sure a spiritual disorder. I don't think these people can find the truth now if they want to. And I always said, these leftists, they're going to get us all broke or killed, and I don't know which comes first. But you know what? Maybe unlike Michael Savage, I always felt get killed first. This is what our president has inherited. And with all of these attacks by inferences, and chasing a rabbit here, fake stories there, there's a real clear and present danger. And the headlines of today scream them to you. We're running out of diplomatic options with North Korea. We're not taking any military action off the table. You want to have a real enlightening conversation? Talk to somebody who spent their life in military and foreign policy and say, now, how will we deal with North Korea? Because just as Tillerson made crystal clear, we're not even taking nuclearization off the table. I always said there's Truman-like qualities to Donald Trump. What if he is called upon to make the ultimate Truman decision? Can you imagine in this snowflake culture if we ever use the ultimate force? And if you haven't learned from history, the last time we were in a military confrontation with North Korea, somebody pushed our butt back. The same parallel that we reside at today, and it was China. And not far from China, you're dealing with Russia. I mean, there's a real proclivity for this to escalate far beyond saber rattling into a regional and/or world conflict. Somebody on a national show should bring that up today. I've often said, and I'm not on television. All right, I'm on radio. And so even though I'm filling in for Michael Savage on a national show today, I got news for him wearing flip-flops, jeans, and a sweatshirt. Nobody can see me. Why would I get dressed up? Might as well be comfortable, right? Don't even get me started on what Robert's wearing back in Dallas. He produces this show naked, and I think it's appalling. No. But if I were to come in a suit, what would somebody naturally say to me? Well, you got a court date? Somebody die? Got a job interview? Why? That's the cumulative exposure to me daily. They see me every day dressed a certain way, and suddenly I dress differently. Now, why do I bring that up as an example? Rachel Maddow, who comes out today to say, it's not my fault if people overhype the tax return story. It's not my mistake that it turns out Trump paid a lot of taxes. Twice as much as Bernie, more than Hillary and Bill, way more than Romney. It's not my fault. All I said was, I have a tax return. Isn't that convenient? No, it's about what you inferred for 2 years. See, for 2 years, by inference, by your false narrative that you have bought, through irresponsible and zero integrity journalism, you have more or less said, this president is rich, rich is evil. Don't you love that? Poor is always noble, rich is always evil. It's envy. Now, as I said at the opening of the show, it's really rich coming from MSNBC. That Donald Trump paid more taxes than Comcast Xfinity that owns him. That six of the talking heads at MSNBC have liens against them from state government or federal governments for avoiding to pay taxes. Really rich coming from them. But how about Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, that all walked around and flat out said they think Donald Trump has paid nothing. And they can prove that Donald Trump has paid nothing. And the only reason Donald Trump would not release his taxes, which is unprecedented, even Mitt Romney said that, Because he's not paying anything. He doesn't want us to see that he used loopholes to get around paying. Because the rich don't pay their fair share. Then you finally get a hold of 2 pages of his tax returns. And I guess if what he said on a bus 10 years ago is relevant, I guess his tax return from 2005 is. But they look like a bunch of idiots today, don't they? Because he paid $36 million in taxes. He paid an effective rate of over 25%. Far more than Comcast. Far more than those with liens against them. For not paying their taxes at MSNBC and far less than zero that they've been schlepping. And then for Rachel Maddow to say, listen, I never misrepresented what I had. I never said there'd be damning information. If the people leapt to conclusions without me indicating that it was, that hype is external to what we did. No. It's what you've been ginning up. It's what you've been inciting. It's what you've been attacking by inference all this time that set the stage for that. This is your false narrative. This is your flip-flops, jeans, and sweatshirt every day, and now you're showing up in a suit. Don't blame on every... I would never... If I come in a suit, it happens. Maybe, I don't know, I'll be on a television show or something. I'm not a complete slob. And I'll come in a suit. And I don't blame people for saying, hey, what's going on? Because that's not normal. Rachel Maddow. Rapper Bow Wow. Monty Python's Eric I. All our losers of the day. You know, it's like I say, the only thing left shocking in life is the truth. It really is. Nothing else I read shocks me. Some rapper threatening to make a prostitute out of our first lady, and nobody in any sense of decency or chivalry chimes in to speak against it. That doesn't shock me. I wish I could say I was shocked that a 74-year-old man was thrown to the ground and harmed. That doesn't. You know what shocks me? The truth. These false narratives, these destructive forces. How do you not see Obama still at the helm? George Soros still at the checkbook? And the henchmen of the Washington Post, MSNBC, and CNN, and the ACLU still carrying out this war? Dr. Savage is right. It's Trump's presidency. It's all of our war, and it's a battle for America. We'll give you the final say at the Savage Nation next. 855-400-SAVAGE.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Wrapping up the Savage Nation, I'm Michael Deldrono from Nashville, Tennessee, where I'll have to finagle traffic. There's a concert going on out the street. They do that in Music City. Honored to be filling in for Dr. Savage on the Savage Nation. Hopefully Dr. Savage will be back on Monday. He's still undergoing medical treatment due to injuries of his attack. God came up about 5 times today. I just thought I'd throw out a selfish plug. If you would all just take 60 seconds at the conclusion of this broadcast to nag God to sell my home this weekend, I would greatly appreciate it. And I've already gone to extreme matters. I have buried St. Joseph in my backyard upside down, which really feels funny. Dear God, I have Jesus's earthly father. I'm holding him hostage. But suppose if you bury St. Joseph upside down, your home will sell. I don't know who made this up. But I've heard testimonies from listeners that it really, really works. I had a runny toilet. You can't have people coming to look at your home and hear a toilet running. So I went to Home Depot, and there I am reading on the list the symptoms of my toilet, and it says I need a wax ring. None of the products on that shelf are called a wax ring. Most of them are described in different languages other than English. So after staring for a long time, I decided to just replace the whole inside. So I buy the whole kit. There was a story this week about a woman and her 3 children who built an entire home using YouTube videos. And I'm thinking to myself, if she can do a slab, if she can frame a home, if she can stack brick, finish a home, do all the electrical, do all the plumbing, I can replace a toilet. So I take out one part, goes well. I come to the next part, I can't get it out. So I've got like a crowbar, and all of a sudden I hear a snap. Now I'm stuck. I don't know how to do anything else. So I call with a plumber. The guy looks at my toilet immediately. Starts taking off layers of clothes. He's going to be there a while. And he asked me what I did. And I said, well, my wife was twisting that and it broke off. Why? Did it damage the toilet? Next thing you know, I'm at Home Depot buying an entire new toilet. Top of the line, I might add. And we had to install a whole new toilet. I needed a $6 wax ring. And I ended up spending $580. I asked him, I said, is this one of the worst do-it-yourself projects you've ever witnessed? He goes, well, this is up there for today anyway. So I don't know if St. Joseph is going to sell my home, but he certainly sold a toilet in his first day, buried upside down outside of the backyard. So say a little prayer that sells. And I do think, you know, all of us have this natural reaction. I'm living in Nashville, Tennessee. I got my hands full. And a happy marriage, raising three very ungrateful children, very spoiled, ungrateful children. I bought a house. I'm trying to sell my existing house. And then I read this story. And what first and foremost outraged me, even before I say it's Dr. Savage, that somebody would be this disrespectful to a 74-year-old man, that disrespectful to his 12-year-old dog, and then not get arrested. Where's the deterrence? Where's the justice? Where's the decency? Where is this headed? And there's a much bigger picture and a dangerous picture of where it's headed. So I end with this. I wished I'd have been there to defend Dr. Savage, but I'm here now to pray for his recovery and quick return. And I hope it's Monday. If not, you'll see me again on the Savage Nation.
Savage.